Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots opened the final month of the NFL regular season with a road win, which they hadn't done since the first month of the NFL regular season. But many of the Pats' 9 victories this year have come the hard way, in come-from-behind fashion. They're digging themselves a first-half hole and then climbing back in the second half. That's exactly what happened Sunday in Houston. The win over the Texans at Reliance Stadium came despite a 17-7 halftime deficit. That was on the heels of last week's stirring victory over the Broncos, in which the Pats trailed 24-0. 2 weeks ago at Carolina, they trailed 10-3 at the half and came up short in that comeback bid. Go back to October 27th, down 17-3 against Miami. The Pats won that game. Early in the season, the problem for Bill Belichick and company was the third quarter. Now it's the opposite. Every week, it seems, there is a hole to climb out of. Why is that?
I wish I knew the answer to that, because then we should be doing that in the first half. Can't say it, but, you know, I think in the last two games, the second half, we've kind of calmed down and just focused on, you know, what we have to do.
The bottom line is that the Pats are winning more than they're losing. Belichick often says that the team doesn't necessarily wait until halftime to make adjustments. Adjustments come as early as the first series of a game. Whenever they're coming and being implemented, they have generally come with enough time in the game for the Pats to make their move.
We just need to execute better in the first half, and it's just some little things that, you know, didn't necessarily go our way, and we just need to fix them.
It's all about getting a win. This point in the season, there's no moral victories, there's no anything. You either come out and win or you don't.
Of course, the Pats don't want to stay in the habit of spotting the opponent first half points. They're on the brink of winning the AFC East once again and are currently sitting in position for a playoff bye, but they still feel they haven't put together a true 60-minute game.
You know, we can't keep getting behind because it's, you know, you got to play too well in the second half to overcome, but, and especially getting behind 17-7, you know, you pump a lot of life into them there. It ended up being a dogfight for us, but, you know, we found a way to pull it out. I think that's the most important thing is, no matter what the situation, if you're ahead late, if you're behind late, you got to figure out a way to win it at the end.
So the Pats have reached the three-quarter mark of the season with a 9-3 record. They do have a 3-game lead in the AFC East, 2 home games left, 2 road games left, and then January football. It looks like it's safe to say there will be January football. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.